going to do a roll call, so call this meeting the Stormwater Task Force. I think this is the sixth meeting to order. Thank you. Thank everybody for your participation and for everyone who showed up. We have some excused absences on the roll, but let's go ahead and just do a roll call and for the record.
Want me to do that?
Yeah.
John Tiemann.
Here.
Rosalind Williams. Jim Krusek.
Here.
Babette Patton.
I'm here.
Todd Thompson.
Here.
Angelica Muir. Linda Sharp Taylor.
Here.
Gary Ehrenberg. Here. Eric Stein. Mark Holly. Bob Chris.
Here.
Irv Logan, Michael Warford, Gloria Nickerson, Eric Karsh.
Here.
Eight.
And that meets the requirement for a quorum.
Lovell and Chris Colton.
Here.
All right, then let's proceed. The next item is the approval of the minutes from the last meeting on April 3rd.
I distributed them. I didn't get them into the Dropbox until about 3 o'clock this afternoon. So the minutes are before you on the table.
Sources and Prioritization Committee. You've got the names listed there, but I'm not on it. And my last name is C.H., which you've got up in the attendance, but further down in a couple times, it's an S.
What paragraph is that?
5.2 is
add Eric Karsh.
Just add me in there. And there's just a couple instances further down where my name's misspelled.
All right. Duly noted. Okay. Any other comments or corrections?
I'll move that the minutes be accepted as amended.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Any dissenters? No. So they stand approved. Okay, on the next item is reports. Mark Holly, who's on vacation, did submit a list of comments or an update on the survey and Survey Monkey results, and then he provided some recommendations on what to do next. So has everybody had a chance to see those? Okay. Are there any discussions or?
I just like to offer 2 cents worth. We had 100 respondents or something. That's pretty, it's 1% of our population. And, you know, I've got to admit, even when I was told where and roar is that. What page, I couldn't find it. And I had to look twice to actually see our request. So I think we need a little more of a prominent advertisement of this possibility to comment. I was also actually surprised with some of the results. I did not anticipate how that would come out, the kind of problems people have. It's actually very interesting. And most of the respondents do have some sort of problems. It's quite interesting. They do. I think we would benefit from a little more visibility having another crack at this.
I think it's, you know, it's part of what Mark had recommended, that we make a final best push. And I don't know if we have any, are there any timing issues that would come into play?
I'm just a spectator.
Well, yeah, but I think
you're
right.
It was just my sense of it. I had trouble seeing it when we discussed it. I knew what it was. I was told where it was.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I still, you know, where is it? Page what? It's not like it jumped out and slapped me.
Need a YouTube demonstration.
I think you asked about timing. I think maybe, once the spring rains start, we may see some more interest in people reporting their problems. So, I mean, I don't know that we can necessarily time our advertising for right after a rain necessarily, but we should at least keep this thing open until we start getting some significant rains.
Yeah. What does it take to make front page news in Roars? I mean, because I perfectly agree. I mean, I knew this thing was coming, and I really had to go through. I mean, it was right in there with Joe's used tires, it was kind of that sort of, and it was sort of tiny. I know it's on the first page, so to speak, of the, or there's a link in the web page, if I recall correctly. You go all the way down, but there you got to go all the way down again. That's not a bad thing. But, there's plenty of people we're trying to reach who are not computer literate, who live in older homes and, so on and so on, and are of, let me be gentle, of a certain age, shall we go there? Of a certain age, who simply won't respond to anything except a paper thing. So, back to my first, what does it take to make the first page, or maybe second page of Roars? Mm.
Did we put any in the library or any other places? No,
we just did the Roars.
Just the Roars.
That's actually a good idea. You know, the stack.
Mm-hmm.
We missed an opportunity putting it with the tax stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Thinking about that in hindsight.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be willing to go, I don't know, sit a couple of hours at the library and just ask people to fill them out on a day or, something casual like that. Would that be acceptable, or is that...
It's actually a good idea.
That's an excellent idea.
Because the people going to the library are who you want to hear from. and that might be a pretty good cross-section, too.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Chris, what about when the city mails out refuse bills? Is there any allowance for putting anything in that, or...?
I have no idea. I don't do anything with the refuse bills. I don't do anything with Roars either, so I can't answer your other question.
Who does?
I can ask tomorrow.
I don't have anything to do with Roars in particular, but a couple of the other organizations I'm with have put articles in Roars before, and there's a lot of competition. A lot of people think that they're, and maybe rightfully so, that their information is... deserves the front page, so I think there's that going for us. Perhaps if we wrote some sort of brief article about what it is the Stormwater Commission is doing, make it more of a article, and then you put into there the link or what have you. I don't know. Just throwing that idea out there.
Do you pay for advertisement in Roars?
Yes. Yeah, there's a paid advertising.
So if we decide to spend a little money on that to get bigger, get a whole page or something like that, I don't know how much shouldn't be that much.
We do have a budget. I guess we were allowed some sort of budget to...
Yeah, there's supposed to be $10,000.
Do we have somebody on our committee that does or has done advertising?
Yeah.
I mean, really, because I'm thinking of, you know, not an article. I'm thinking of, you know, got water, see us. You know, and
where would you advertise that?
You know, I'm sort of clueless. What I'm thinking is that, you know, an article would be this kind of highly, I don't want to say literary thing, you know.
You mean some type of poster?
Well, no, I'm thinking, you know, someplace in the, because, I mean, we were just talking about how obscure the last ad was, and I was even looking for it. And I literally had to go through twice to find it. But something, I'm not an advertiser, so I don't know how this gets done. But, you know, I'm thinking of something quite prominent, because I want these numbers to get up to the point where the statisticians start using words like robust. Because I think that's that important. I mean, that's my only comment. I mean, I'm not an advertiser, you know. So.
We'd still have the problem of people not being online, no matter how prominent it is. So I love your idea. And maybe we can, you know, I'd be more than willing to, you know, the day you do it, if you do the library, I'll do the commons.
I don't have my kids in the public school system here, but I understand there's a, I don't know if it's an email newsletter or if it's a physical newsletter that goes out to the students. Can anyone speak to that?
There is. There's a newsletter from the high school, from the school district. That's a good idea, actually. There is. My wife's a graduate, so.
You're talking about the Pride newspaper?
The Pride, maybe that's what I'm thinking of, it's all about the school district. Yeah,
absolutely.
That's an excellent idea.
It goes to everybody in the city.
Oh, it does? Right. Okay. There's something that comes from the high school, though, or the does it? Isn't
it? It's called the Pride.
But there's another one called U Team or something. I think that is from the high school. But it's set up the same type way.
So I think the people, you know, I'm just thinking, you know, the people who have problems or you know, closer to the problem, you know, they've complained about it or they know about it. Maybe they've given up. But, you know, if you're trying to reach out to the broader community, that if basically I don't have floods in my neighborhood, and so I don't worry about it.
So do we need to hit those neighborhoods?
I think so. I would. I think it would should. And, you know, so I'm kind of thinking, you know, how would I even reach out to that community, to my community?
I mean, you know, we basically, well, I know some of the areas that flood, and truthfully, I know some of the people because, you know, we were standing outside in the flood water together.
Right.
So.
How to meet your neighbors.
That's how I meant to
do it.
The first time, and then every time the storm's really bad, you just mitigate your situation and kind of get in the car and get on the phone. Are you okay over there? And you just go from place to place.
Look out for your neighbor.
Someone asked about the refuse bills. Since my wife pays the bills, do we get a bill once a month?
No, it's once every 3 months.
Once every 4 months.
No, 6 months. No, it's quarterly.
It's quarterly.
And it was just due this last week.
It comes in as an envelope.
It comes in a sealed envelope. So
unless you opt for email.
I think we need to press the city to get us in the next bill. Because that will get to everybody or every property owner.
Well, like she said, though, a lot of people are going to electronic bills. Yeah. So,
but that's another way that you can put easier to put it in that.
But we're trying to reach the people who aren't.
Yeah, right.
Computer literate, right. So they're still getting the envelope.
So I think we're going to have to do some footwork.
Well, do we want to get a copy of the survey and literally put a survey on every door?
Sure.
Sort of like a campaign, huh?
Sure. We don't know
yes,
about
that thought
that.
Occurred.
Sure, it's easy to put stuff on people's doors.
My dog would bark at you.
You would not believe how many dogs barked at me. We could identify the streets and the neighborhoods that we want to do it, and you know it can go pretty fast. If you're just putting it on the door, you just go on to the next one. You can cover a lot of area in a couple of afternoons.
I think that's a great idea.
And if you wanted to even pay someone to do a literature drop, to put something together and pay someone to go out there and do it and do all of certain areas or the whole city, you could even do that.
Really?
But how many times do you get those obnoxious political things on your door, or long thing, or Emo's Pizza, or just any of those things that you find rubber band to your doorknob?
Yeah.
There are companies that do those. You could probably do all of University City for $1,200 or $1,300, and then you'd have to pay to have the material printed. Or if you wanted to get targeted neighborhoods, you could do those.
That's cheaper than the mail.
Yeah, it is.
Wait a minute. Now, let's see. If we had $1,200 for that, and then printing would cost
a couple hundred.
$200 for the sake of argument. Miscellaneous $1,500. We want to do that?
I would say it would be closer to $2,000.
Okay, $2,000. Let's just say it's on the outside.
If you wanted to do it, you want to put it all through all of University City, all of the first, second, and third ward, or do you want to do targeted neighborhoods?
I think it should basically, if you're going to go that route, this is just my opinion, it should just be the areas where the river repair flows through.
Yeah, then that would be targeted neighborhoods.
You don't have to be by the river repair to get flooding.
Right.
So think about that. So probably does have to be. Or should be all of these.
Yeah. That's my first thought.
Stormwater problems are more river repair flooding.
Right, right.
I bet in the end we'll find there's more people with stormwater problems away from the river repair than actually adjacent to river repair.
And I would add that if you're wanting to make a sense of community, then that's going to bring in these people who are in my neighborhood who don't see flooding problems. They're going to, raise awareness about, hey, there's a whole bunch of people that have to deal with this a couple times a year at least.
And I think Bob is a good example of that. He doesn't live close to the river repair, but yet he's got a huge rain runoff problem.
Yeah,
and it's people like his, houses like his that we want to hear from.
Whereas mine, unless it's something like an 08 incident, I don't have any stormwater problems. I know.
What about lawn signs? You just had some. Is that expensive, or would that be effective?
They're usually about $3 to $4 each. About $4 each with and then the wires that you would put it on. And you minimum of 100 signs would be $300, $350.
And the sign would say what?
Well, just
fill out your
website or whatever, or forms at the library. Fill out a report.
But the literature drop would get the people who aren't getting out and aren't
The signs you would have to put in private property, because you can't put them on the public right of ways without permission from the city. And some of the public thoroughfares like Olive and Del Mar, north and south of Hanley, are owned by the state. So you would have to put them in people's yards if you want to do some kind of sign to get people to be aware of it.
You don't want the literature drop to be just something that somebody takes immediately and drops in recycling.
People will do that.
Right. Yeah. So just any kind of awareness.
They don't have a problem.
There's supposed to be no word from the gate yet. Yeah.
I think the $2,000 would be worth our effort. I think that would, and I think it demonstrates that we made a broad attempt to include the entire community.
Yeah, I agree.
The cost of the literature is about 9 cents a piece to have it dropped in that households. So however many households we wanted to target, it'd be about 9 cents a piece, and then plus the printing.
Okay, let's get our mathematicians at work here.
$1,000.
Okay, it's $1,000.
Well,
if we have 1,600 households?
Yeah.
Oh,
16,000.
Yeah,
1,440.
$1,440.
Does that include apartments? Or is that apartments and
high-rise? I'm not sure. I would assume it include the apartments.
I think we ought to drop them at the apartments. We may not get the owners, but maybe somebody at the apartment would respond if there's a problem.
I think about it this way. I think of the survey as being one of the most important things we're doing. And I don't want to look back on this a couple of years from now thinking, oh, we should have done. I mean, if we can get
a
few.
Motion? Is there a motion?
I motion that we spend the cash to do the survey. Up to $2,000 to do the survey.
I'll second it.
To promote the. For promotion or to do the. I mean, we're already doing the. We are already doing the survey, but what we want to do is advertise and promote people participating in the survey.
Well, I would say door-to-door drop of the survey is what I would include in my motion.
Okay.
And I would suggest that we not say exactly 2,000. You know, about, because if it comes in at $2,015, what are we here? So about 2,000.
I thought Linda said up to $3,000.
Yeah.
Is that what I said?
I actually...
Don't ask.
That's an amendment.
I want us to consider that we do what it takes. I think this is a great idea.
I think that maybe we should wait to see, to allocate an exact amount and find out what it would cost to do the whole of University City, and then to find out what it would cost for the printing. Because the printing is, if we want to have the survey printed on one side or two sides, is
right,
going to have a lot to do with the cost of the printing. So
that can't be done in-house?
It might.
Well, can we think about it this way, then? Can we think about that we authorize somebody to do an exploratory thing, and if you can get it in at or about $2,000 and get to everybody, go ahead, don't wait on us. Do you see what I'm saying?
Well, that's what, up to.
Yeah, but I mean, also do an exploratory thing. If it comes in as something we're not seeing, you know what I'm saying? I mean, somehow there's something we're just not seeing.
Well, I'm not willing to amend my motion, because if it comes above, I just come back and ask for more money. It can be another decision. So if it's $2,000, that just says try to do it within $2,000. And if you go over 40, come back and ask for the additional 40 or whatever. Is that a good enough motion?
The motion is, Linda May and John seconded, move to complete a literature drop of the survey up to $2,000.
I second the motion.
Well, I already seconded it.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All those, then we'll take a, if we're ready for a vote, all those in favor of the amendment?
Aye.
The proposal? Any opposed? Okay. Passes.
I volunteer to take on the task of doing the background legwork for this.
I think the survey already was set up.
Right.
So it could be folded, stamped, and mailed. So it's...
Well, I think it's like identifying the company that's going to do it, and how, and the cost is what I'm saying. Looking into the cost and coming back. Should I just shoot out an email to everybody? That won't take too much work.
Who has the latest copy of the survey? We went through some iterations. Does Mark have the latest copy?
I would say it's in the Dropbox, isn't it?
Oh, so there's a version A and a version B. That's what's in the Dropbox. So I assume it's one of those two versions.
What's the one that you use? We would use the one that you're using on survey. Consistent.
We'd have to look again.
Okay.
Version B.
Version B on. Okay.
I just go by the date. Whatever the latest date is, that's the one I use.
Okay. I'll compare it to the survey.
I know the one that you were working on had that self-addressed backside card that was all set up for folding and mailing.
All right.
With a double side printing, you have a.
I'll do the printing cost too, if it can't be done in house. Okay.
So that covers the door-to-door literature drop approach. Is there any other kind of community outreach suggestions? That we talked about the library, having somebody do some polling or going to the library, and this mentioned the school newsletter, and the community Roars. Document, trying to get some additional advertising in there. Is there what's the next step on those things?
Well, my thought would be, if we did this, do we need to do any? I mean, it's going right to your house. How much more can we ask you?
Well, do we have a goal on how, you know, what kind of a percentage
return.
Feedback return that we're really looking for. 1% is not very good.
1% would be good if it's only 1% who are having flooding problems. So more of them. We're not going to get 100%, but if we... I agree with Linda. If we have a door-to-door drop, we would have made contact with everyone who has a stormwater. Now, if they choose not to respond, I guess it's not that much of a problem for them.
Right. Or they don't want anything done about it.
Or they're going to sell their house and they don't want to.
Well, I thought of that one too.
Not notifying the buyers.
I'm thinking this piece of paper is going to show up on my front yard. Do you have stormwater problems? And it's going to be, oh, this is a foundation company.
Yeah, that would be my concern. People think it's just, you know.
I did think we should have a logo that sort of says, like, brand us into.
Put the logo on it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and if there's any way, I think he raised a valid point that people might think that this is some kind of an advertising ploy. If they get this survey, are they going to return it? Then a salesman's going to call them saying, oh, I can take care of your flooding problems. So if there's any way that we can put on there that...
No one will contact you.
This is
buying,
you know,
services.
This is coming. This is a legit...
Linda, if you pull up one of the minutes...
Okay.
You can copy this logo and the header onto the top of the survey.
Okay.
It's just word stuff.
No salesman will visit you.
Yikes.
This is not a sales pitch.
That's not a bad idea.
Official UC government
enterprise.
Sanction.
Yeah.
Survey.
In fact, you'd be surprised at how little we really want to talk to you. Of course, you just to get right to the point.
I'm trying to think about how to maximize people's. The visibility of this thing, and I suppose one idea might be they have the lighted signs around town. We might be able to get a simple message put on there. Check your front door for the stormwater survey.
Time it
to go when the things are supposed to be dropped. You know, have it run for those few days or whatever.
Does that cost anything?
No, build the city office?
I don't think so.
Yeah, that's what I'm like. That's a good idea.
These are not specific motions or anything, but the suggestions, I guess. So as far as follow up on that, what do we need to do?
Well, I suppose it would be, you know, you'd see.
Wait for me to get the answer.
Yeah, wait for you to get the answer.
So I'll ask about printing in-house. How do we even spend the money? And electronic message boards.
Yeah, I assume there's a certain number of characters that would be, you know, like a Twitter thing. There's like so many characters, you can't put more than that. And so once we know that, and then we can design some brief message to accommodate that.
Nice.
And at the same time, could we have the council members put it in their newsletter?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's one of the things that Mark said in his mm-hmm. email. I think that's a good idea, too. But if we do all this to time at the same time, you know, so it's not trickling out there, that might help increase the visibility of it.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
So what's our objective percentage-wise, do you think?
I think it's hard to say because, as Gary said, I mean, it's about how many of the 35,000 people actually have stormwater problems. And if you knew what that was, then you might say, well, okay, let's shoot for 5% of that or something. But that's the unknown. So, I don't know how we...
I've always heard that if you get 10%
yeah.
response on any survey, you are doing great.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I don't think we'll get anywhere near that.
Right.
I'm no statistician, but I've run t-tests with 5%, and it turned out robust. Depends on what you yeah. get.
You know, we've been calling this a survey, but it's not really a survey. It's... Who do we need to follow up with?
Right.
To help the city address their problems if their problems are city problems.
Basically, we're an attempt at community outreach. That's what I'd look
yes,
at.
Yes, that's a much mm-hmm. better way to yeah. describe this. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we want to reach those who need reaching on this issue.
We've said it before, and it's probably the fourth routine, they're probably going to get these things in clusters, too. You know, a whole bunch of people over here answer, nobody over here answers. So therefore, it's likely that this is where the problem is from.
And if it is a neighborhood problem, then all we need is one person to respond, and
right.
we're going to get on the follow-up. We'll
right.
realize who all is actually affected.
We could have, it's entirely possible, we would have something that was very cogent and only get two responses on that street, and yet that's a real problem.
So if we were, just one of the paths here, if we were to go with the, you know, with the refuse bill, you know, we're talking another 3 months before that comes back around, or I don't know how early that those bills come out, but we just on the next quarter. So
I think Linda's idea, Linda and Tim's idea about the drop.
Why would you do the refuse bill? You've already done it.
The need for that.
Yeah, and I don't know that you could put the whole survey in the refuse bill because it adds to the weight. And they
right.
get, you know, they
right.
weighed it out a certain amount. So I think the best that we could put in a refuse bill would be some kind of a little slip or a note that just says, go to the UCity website. If you add it, we would have to pay for any postage increase, otherwise probably, if they would even allow that.
Do we have any other discussion or brilliant ideas?
Well, just you know, just looking at what Mark Hawley's response or what his comments were, he said he would like to propose a last push, which was what we're talking about, made with the following strategies in which we would close out the survey. Final announcement in roars. I think we can do more than that. Ask all council members to push the survey in their constituent contacts. Provide leaflets in the link at Centennial Commons and grocery stores. Highlight the existence of the survey to all commissioner chairs and ask that they announce it at their next commission meeting. So this all seem reasonable suggestions. There again, I don't know if we need to make a proposal on that or
just have someone follow through.
Okay. Is there any more discussion, any more reports? Okay. On the list of unfinished business, is there anything we need to address there?
Most of those items are in committees and they're progressing.
Okay. Should we be saying something about the ordinance? Although that's something we've been sending out to people to read.
I think Bob raised some points about the ordinances that we need to broaden it. Now maybe we need to get together and as a subcommittee and meet again. Talk about broadening it because he has some other ideas of things that we should look at that we did not have in that original draft.
I'm all for another subcommittee meeting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You've been busy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was.
No, I haven't.
You've had a few things on your plate.
But I agree. I think that there's some other things that we can look at that we should probably.
And Eric actually wanted to join us.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the subcommittees I was on were kind of not me. Were stagnant, so I thought I could weigh in. I had already done some looking at some of the ordinances and that, so I have some specific thoughts to bring.
Yeah.
I did read through the draft you put on there. It's a little thick. It was, to me, I mean, I don't mean to be critical, but...
No, be critical, because it went right into
the legalese, and I think, like, maybe a step back to just talk about broad concepts of what we thought could go in there.
Yes.
Before getting into the legalese might make it a little easier to convey what it was you had in there, because I was able to look through there and find some very good specific ideas we had in there, but it was sort of a little put in the cart before the horse, I thought, on getting the legal part down. But there's good stuff in there, and I think we can. I'd be happy to chip in.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Is there a master calendar for when the subcommittees meet, or
no?
Or how are they progressing? Or
good question. I think to date, this, at least my experience with the subcommittees, is that we've kind of within the group who's volunteered to be on those subcommittees, we've kind of had internal email discussions to kind of set those meetings up.
Mm-hmm.
But there's not been a posting of when those are settled, you know, the dates and what have you. At least not today. That's not a bad idea to do, though, in case anybody else would like to drop in or whatever.
Any suggestions on how that could be implemented?
I mean, the Dropbox seems to be the repository for everything. Cool. So if we just had like one thing on there that was where you put the dates, once you figure out a meeting date, there it is. And I mean, that'd be simple enough to do. It's going to be up to the subcommittees to then update that thing. Mm-hmm. But that would probably be one way anyway.
Chris, are you the only one that can put things in the Dropbox?
I don't even put stuff in the Dropbox.
Okay.
Maybe the chairman ought to light a fire under the committees and send out a note. Meet again before the next meeting.
Oh, okay.
And let me know. Can you put a Google calendar in the Dropbox or something like a calendar in the Dropbox?
I think the various committees are going to have to communicate like we did before.
Okay.
And find out where people are. I've kind of started it for a couple of committees, but I've been busy the last 6 weeks and haven't worked at this stuff in 6 weeks. But
And Eric, you had a program that you sent used to for, what was that?
Oh, the doodle poll?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That seemed to work for her.
Yeah, that's like a, I don't know if you're familiar, but it's just a way to kind of poll the group and figure out what dates work. It can be kind of cumbersome for the one person to receive all these various dates and then try to figure out where everything lies. So it helps to do that. It's not so much a calendar. And it, but yeah, it's useful. I find it useful.
As a follow-up item, we'll check into better utilizing Dropbox and as far as announcing or some, trying to, you know, give people ideas what's going on in the subcommittees. Any ideas on how that might be accomplished or other than what's been mentioned?
Ask the subcommittees to put a minute meetings under their committees.
Mm-hmm.
People can go in and look at that.
Like that. Okay, do we need a motion to do any of that or just follow up? I think just follow up. Is there anything else under unfinished business anybody would like to discuss? If not, let's move on to new business. Anything? I think just keeping things moving is kind of the best thing we can do right now. Are there any other items that need to be addressed or brought up or discussed? If not, we'll just move on. We're going to move on to adjournment.
I was just going to check and see if you can put a shared calendar in Dropbox.
Are you trying that right now?
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to ask Google that. That's my
there you go.
Can you put a shared calendar in Dropbox?
Go ahead, Siri.
Yep, Dropbox, Google Calendar.
Okay.
Called Dropbox, Google Calendar. I was just thinking, just to keep, there's so many meetings or whatever.
Yeah.
And if you just put it on, yep, you can put it.
I hope you will continue to email this stuff. I speak for very selfishly, because I still write stuff on the UCity calendar.
Todd, I have a list of the items we were talking about, and I'll put an email out just
excellent
as a follow up to point the.
I would agree with John.
To keep moving.
I would agree with John. You know, Dropbox, I'm not real, you know, I haven't done a whole lot with it. The more I become acquainted with it, the more I like it. But, you know, it's a learning experience. Anyway, we'll try to follow, we'll follow up on that. And if there's no new business.
One final point. I just want to re-invite people, if you you want to go out and look at some of these things, the river repair places we've had flooding problems, I'll bring along some maps and information, and it'll take about 2 hours. So just shoot me an email. It works best in small groups, two or three, plus me. And I'm glad to do this. And, you know, I've not only got things to show people here, but I'm sure you have stuff to show me. It'd be a lot of fun. And it doesn't actually take that long to get some more firsthand and broader experience of the situation in the city. So I'm glad to do this. Just almost any afternoon works for me. So now that it's finally warmed up, it's a good time of year to do this.
I'd definitely be interested.
I'm going to take
you. It's just a walkabout.
Right. I can get my steps.
Jump in a car and go look at some stuff. You know, some of it you might be well aware of already, and I'm sure some of you have some things to show me. So,
I'm going to take you up on it. Now that when you reminded me earlier, I'm definitely going to work you into my schedule for a walkabout.
It's an excellent way to literally get the lay of the land.
Okay.
I'll motion to adjourn.
Do you have any seconds?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Call this meeting adjourned.